David asked God to make Solomon a just, righteous king. And notice that poetic parallelism. Poetic parallelism is when the same truth is stated with different words, giving the reader a fuller understanding of what's being said. What I ask you to notice is that in verses 1 and 2, the words righteous and justice are parallel to each other. That means they're connected. They go hand in hand. When you pray for one, you're praying for the other. To be righteous, you have to be just. A righteous king never ignores sin, never ignores wickedness. A righteous king brings about justice for all the people. A righteous king doesn't just serve the powerful. No, he serves the poor and the needy as well. He gives the poor the opportunity to seek justice just like the powerful. David prayed that Solomon would be such a king, a righteous, just king. And we see an answer to that prayer. Let me show you one of the first recorded acts about King Solomon's reign. I'm taking us back here to 1 Kings. David is now dead. Solomon is king. This is one of his first acts. I won't read the whole event because it's long. I'll read one verse and summarize. 1 Kings 3:16 says, "Then two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him." Now I read that verse to emphasize that Solomon sought justice for all his people. I mean, it's quite staggering that we see two prostitutes standing before the king, seeking his judgment. Solomon didn't overlook them. When you read the chapter, you find out that the two prostitutes were having a tragic fight over an infant child. One woman's infant son was dead. The other son was still alive. And they were fighting over who this son belonged to. One mother was lying out of grief and jealousy because her son had died. Solomon was able to discern who the real mother was. And I want to read to you what is said about the incident. This is 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 28. This is an important verse about Solomon. It says, "And all Israel heard of the judgment that the king had rendered, and they stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice." That's an answer to David's prayer. King Solomon was righteous and hence just. And this is the kind of king we need, isn't it? This is the kind of king everybody needs. Dear friends, here's what we need to remember as we look at Psalm 72, as we look at this prayer for the king. Who your king is matters. Leave here today remembering that who your king is matters. One petition in David's prayer is for a righteous king and hence a just king. That petition of David's prayer was answered in Solomon. Here are two other petitions I wanted to show you. Look with me next at verses 12 through 14. The verses say, "For he delivers the needy when he calls the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy from oppression and violence. He redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight." This is a petition for the king to be merciful, for the king to help those who admit their weakness and need. It's a prayer that he would mercifully save them. And Solomon's reign contained that mercy. To demonstrate that, I want to read to you part of Solomon's prayer that he offered up at the dedication of the temple. As Solomon was given the task of building the temple, upon completion of the temple, he lifted up a wonderful prayer. Here's just part of it. "Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people Israel comes from a far country for your name's sake, for they shall hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm, when he comes and prays towards this house, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, in order that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house that I have built is called by your name." Why did Solomon lift that up as part of his prayer of dedication? Answer, because he knew God is merciful. And God's mercy made Solomon merciful. He prayed that foreigners would know God's great salvation. Who your king is matters. Remember that who your king is matters. David prayed that King Solomon would be a merciful king, and he was. And that was a blessing to the people. And today, people need a merciful king as well. There are nations today that desperately need a merciful king. David's prayer is extremely relevant to all generations, all nations. And there's one more petition I want to show you. Look at verses 15 through 17 of the prayer, quote, "Long may he live, may gold of Sheba be given to him, may prayer be made for him continually and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land, on the tops of the mountains may it wave, may its fruit be like Lebanon, and may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever, his name continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him, all nations call him blessed." Now this is a petition for an abundant rain, a rain in which he, the king, is exalted. A reign in which gifts are given to him from the kings of the other nations. The gold of Sheba is an example. A reign in which all the people of the kingdom are therefore blessed with abundance. This is a prayer for a happy reign, a peaceful reign, a prosperous reign, a protected reign. A reign that blesses all the people of the kingdom. And that clearly happened during Solomon's reign. In 1 Kings chapter 10, we read about the Queen of Sheba visiting Solomon. She had heard reports of him, and she came to see if the reports were true. And here's what she said and did, 1 Kings chapter 10. "And she said to the king, 'The report was true that I heard in my own land of your words and of your wisdom, but I did not believe the reports until I came and my own eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity surpassed the report that I heard. Happy are your men. Happy are your servants who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God who has delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, he has made you king that you may execute justice and righteousness.' Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold and a very great quantity of spices and precious stones. Never again came such an abundance of spices as these that the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon." So those words of the queen of Sheba and her gift to Solomon leave no doubt that David's prayer for Solomon was answered. Solomon is one focus of Psalm 70. And Solomon was a huge blessing to all of his people. Remember, who your king is matters. What a joy it must have been when Solomon was reigning. There was peace, protection, prosperity for the people. There are people living in nations today who would do anything for such a king, for such a reign as this. We certainly need such leadership, don't we? All we hear in the news is fighting about who will make the best leader. Who your king is matters. Solomon was a blessing. But having said that, I must also say this. Solomon wasn't a perfect king. Solomon started his reign well. That's what we've been looking at. But Solomon began to go after the things of this world. Solomon sinned. He married wives from different nations, and that sin led to the sin of idolatry. Sadly, Solomon ended up sinning a lot. And Solomon's sinfulness laid a foundation for a lot of pain in the kingdom. Who your king is matters. Solomon was a good king, but he wasn't a perfect king. For that reason, we can be thankful that David's prayer is not merely about Solomon. It's more importantly about David's far greater son, Jesus. Consider the details of the prayer with me. One detail concerns the length of the reign being prayed for. In verse 5 we read, "May they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations." Solomon did not fulfill that verse. We are now thousands of years past Solomon's reign, and the sun continues to still shine. At night, we see the same moon that Solomon saw. Generations continue to come and go. Solomon's long been dead. He doesn't come close to fulfilling that verse. To fulfill that detail, you would have to establish an eternal reign, which is exactly what Jesus has done. The Lord Jesus has ascended to his throne on high, and he continues to reign this day. He'll reign forever. Jesus died on this earth, but he also rose again on this earth. He reigns on high ever since. Only Jesus fulfills the eternal petition of this psalm. The prayer is indeed about Jesus. And there are two other details of the prayer I want to show you. Look at verse 8. It says, "May you have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." That, dear friends, is a prayer for a universal reign from sea to sea to the ends of the earth. The kingdom under Solomon's reign was expansive, but not nearly that expansive. Solomon did not fulfill that detail. But the man Jesus, who has ascended on high to the right hand of God, he does fulfill that petition. He reigns over the whole earth. The dominion of Jesus is from sea to sea to the ends of the earth. When you think about it, it's quite clear this prayer is about Jesus. And one other detail I ask you to think about is this. The prayer calls for righteousness, justice, and mercy. I've already shown you that. At verses 2 through 4 on the screen, we will not read them again. Solomon did fulfill that to an extent for a time. But as I've said, Solomon became sinful. Solomon does not completely fulfill that prayer. But King Jesus does. King Jesus is perfectly righteous, perfectly just, perfectly merciful. King Jesus is sinless. This prayer is ultimately about him. And here's the good news. Listen to this. Any person of any nation on this earth can know Jesus as their king. Jesus is inviting people from all nations to bow before him and enjoy his reign right now. Now, who your king is matters. Jesus invites you to bow before him. Enjoy his reign. Psalm 72 was recorded to point all generations and all nations to the true king, the King of Kings, King Jesus. Jesus reigns from heaven. He's inviting people from all nations to come, bow before me, enjoy my reign forever and ever. King Jesus says to all people, "Come to me. All who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Join my kingdom." When Jesus is your king, your future is secure. You will be blessed forever, period. Listen to a song about King Jesus recorded in Revelation 15. "Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Will you not fear, O Lord, and glorify? Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed." Jesus is the righteous king who reigns, and his people will be blessed forevermore. His people will inherit the nations, the earth. His people will have complete peace from all enemies. His people shall have all that is needed forevermore. Who your king is matters. Who your king is will matter for all eternity. If you're not bowing your knee to King Jesus, you're missing the only true, lasting hope offered to all the nations of this world. And that truth leads to the last question I want to now raise. How should we respond then to this psalm? Well, one response is to bow before Jesus as king. Dear friends, if you have not done that, you do not have a king who will protect you and care for you and give you life forever. You're missing the King of Kings if you haven't bowed your knee to him. Realize that this day. Realize this day that this psalm has been and will continue to be answered in Jesus. He is the only King who can give you sure eternal hope. Bow to Him, gladly serve Him as King. Don't look to the next presidential vote for your hope. Don't place your hope in that. Look to King Jesus. Bow to Him. Who your King is matters. And then the other response is to spread His kingdom. Be a joyful part of inviting others to bow to King Jesus and enjoy His reign. Dear friends, Jesus gives us the honor of doing that. Jesus gives us the honor of being His body, bringing hope, righteousness, and justice to the whole world. Today we're sending off the DeWinkle family in the name of King Jesus to bring the sure hope of His reign to the people of Suriname. The DeWinkles are going to offer the loving, merciful care of King Jesus to the people of Suriname. We're going to do so by supporting them. The lives of people in Suriname can be better because we serve King Jesus. We go in the name of King Jesus. We invite them to bow to Him and enjoy His reign. That's going to happen. Listen to verses 12 to 14 of David's prayer. For He delivers the needy when He calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence He redeems their life, and precious is their blood in His sight. That will happen in Suriname. It is happening wherever God's people faithfully go with the good news of King Jesus. Come, bow to Him. So we have the immense joy of being part of that great work. And I encourage you to let that truth motivate you. Let it spur you on. Let it spur you on. Who your King is matters. Long live King Jesus, the infinitely greater Son of David. Please bow with me in prayer. Father God,